这个是我最喜欢的。
Amongst all the hymns of prayer, this one stands out as one I love the most.
这是一首非常非常美丽的一首诗歌。
It is also a very beautiful hymn.
每一句话，每一小段。
Every sentence, every phrase.
都可以让我们好好的思想。
Affords us opportunity to meditate.
我今天早上我心里面有一个负担。
I have a burden in my heart this morning.
是关于祷告。
It is regarding prayer.
这个负担是从哪里来的呢？
From whence did this come from?
在几个礼拜以前，魏弟兄在我们当中与我们交通的时候就讲到一件事。
Brother Wade fellowship with us a couple of weeks ago concerning a matter.
他讲到我们当中有一个弟兄，他的女儿到外地去念书。
There was a daughter of a brother amongst us went some other place for schooling.
当这个孩子第一次离开家以后，做父亲做母亲的都非常的着急。
As the daughter left the house for the first time, the parents were very anxious.
因为当这个女儿还在身边的时候，做父母的还可以督促。
Because while the daughter was by their side, they can teach her.
可以把她带到聚会的里面。
Can bring her to the meetings.
但是当这个孩子离开家以后，
Once the child is gone,
做父母的好像觉得就失去了那个机会。
The parents feel as though they have lost the opportunity.
就在这个时候，这一对弟兄姊妹只好迫切的祷告。
At that very juncture, the parents are desperate in prayer.
就感谢神的恩典。
They praise the Lord for His grace.
就在他的女儿离开家以后，神在他的身上做工。
Once the daughter had left the home, the Lord began to work in her.
神在他的身上，他的生命的里面产生了很大的一个改变。
The Lord had done great work and did transformation in her life.
就好像刚才诗歌里面所说的，好像那沙漠里面呢就开了玫瑰花了。
Just as the hymn described a while ago, the rose shall bloom in the desert.
当我在那里思想的时候，
As I was meditating,
我就想当这个孩子还在休斯顿的时候，
That while the child was yet in Houston,
他听了好多的信息。
She had heard much messages.
他参加了好多的查经聚会。
She had attended many Bible studies.
但是玫瑰没有办法在沙漠里面开花。
But the fact remained that the rose did not bloom in the desert.
一直等到做父母的到神的面前去祷告。
It was only until the parents went to the Lord in prayer.
在我的里面就产生了一个很大的一个负担。
This generated a great burden in my heart.
因为我愿意看见玫瑰花在旷野里面开放。
Because I long to see roses bloom in the desert.
我盼望能够看见那个甘雨降在沙漠的里面。
I desire to see rain descending upon the desert.
但是这一件事不是光是借着讲道可以达成的。
This matter will not be accomplished simply by preaching alone.
这一件事不能够做成，如果我们只是在那里读圣经。
This will never come to pass if we're just there reading the Bible.
除非有人到神的面前去祷告。
Unless someone goes before the Lord in prayer.
弟兄姊妹，你盼不盼望看见在你的生活的里面那个玫瑰在沙漠里面开放？
Brothers and sisters, are you longing to see in your life that the roses will bloom in the desert?
在我们的生活里面，在我们的生命当中，有好多的地方都像沙漠一样。
In our living, in our lives, many times it's like a desert.
我们甚至都失望了。
Even we get disappointed.
我们觉得那个地方是不可能再开花了。
We consider impossible for that place to bloom.
但是感谢神，神让我们看见。
He allowed us to see.
透过祷告。
That through prayer.
沙漠里面可以看玫瑰花。
Desert shall, roses shall bloom in the desert.
这几个礼拜里面我稍微有一点点的经历到什么叫做负担。
During the past few weeks, I had a little bit of experience concerning what is burden.
弟兄姊妹常常用这个字负担，我有负担，我没有负担。
Brothers and sisters often use the word burden. I have a burden, you have a burden.
到底什么是负担？
What is burden?
我就想到那个负担呢、啊，实在是很像那个姊妹做母亲的怀孕这件事。
And I relate the burden to the fact of the mother travailing with child.
你看，当一个做母亲的，她怀了一个孕。
As a mother is bearing a child,
她的里面呢就多了一样东西。
There's something in her belly.
这个东西在她的里面，不管她到哪里去。
No matter where she goes.
礼拜天呢，那个负担在她的肚子里面。
Even on the Lord's day, she had a burden in her belly.
礼拜三的时候，那个负担在她的肚子里面。
Wednesday, the burden is in her belly.
在礼拜二也在她的肚子里面。
Tuesday is still there.
礼拜四也在他的里面。
Thursday is there.
每一天那个负担都在里面。
Every day this burden stays with her.
这叫做负担。
This is a burden.
如果有一个负担你礼拜三有。
If suppose there's a burden, you only have it on Wednesday.
到礼拜四你就忘掉了。
You've forgotten about it come Thursday.
那不是负担。
That is not a burden.
什么是负担呢？
So what is a burden?
这个负担会长的。
This burden will grow.
刚开始的时候，这个做母亲的怀孕了，但是没有什么感觉。
In the beginning, the mother conceived, but there's no burden.
No feeling.
There's no feeling.
但是时间过去以后呢，那个感觉呢就增加了。
With passing of time, the burden increases.
那个负担就越来越重了。
And it gets heavier.
这个叫做负担。
This is what's called burden.
在1951年的时候。
1951.
很久很久以前。
Long time ago.
我都还没有出生。
Before I was born.
在1951年的时候，在英国有几位年轻的弟兄。
There were several young people in England in 1951.
突然间，主把一个负担摆在他们的里面。
All of a sudden, the Lord put a burden in their midst.
他们的负担是什么呢？
What was their burden?
很简单的一个负担。
It was a very simple one.
他们看见有许多的人蒙恩得救。
They saw many people being saved.
但是他们发现一件事。
But they discover one thing.
很少人他们的生命被主摸着了。
But not many were touched by the Lord in their life.
相信主的人很多。
Many believe in the Lord.
但是在生命里面与主接触的人很少。
Few were those who had a living contact with the Lord in life.
他们里面就产生了一个负担。
And that generated a burden in them.
他们要为这件事情祷告。
They wanted to pray for this.
他们要特别为他们住的那个城市祷告。
They wanted to pray for the city where they lived in.
所以这几位弟兄啊，他们就聚集在一起。
So the brothers came together.
他们说这件事情是不是我们自己的感受？
And they asked whether this is our feeling.
如果是我们出于我们自己的话，那可能就不讨主的喜悦。
And if this only issues from ourselves, then it doesn't please the Lord.
所以他们就约定一件事，他说从今天开始。
So、made,
我们有一个月的时间，我们都不讲这个负担。
So they made a covenant that from this day on, for one month, we will not talk about this burden.
我们也不讲，我们也不祷告，我们也不看这方面的书。
We will not talk about it. We will not pray about it. We will not read any literature on this matter.
如果是真是主的负担，过一个月以后呢，还会在我们的里面。
If this is truly the Lord's burden, after a month, it will still be in us.
一个月以后，他们又聚集在一起。
A month later, they came together again.
那个负担比从前更大。
The burden was heavier than before.
于是他们就决定他们要祷告。
From then on, they decided to pray.
弟兄姊妹，他们怎么祷告？
Brothers, how did they pray?
他们每一天祷告。
They prayed daily.
每一天从七点祷告到十点。
From 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock.
晚上从七点祷告十点。
7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
他们一共祷告了四个月。
They prayed for 4 months.
在那一段时间里面，有很著名的那个伦敦的大雾。
During that period of time, there was the famous London fog.
在那个大雾的里面呢，整个城市都瘫痪了。
Within this fog, the whole city was paralyzed.
所有的交通系统都中断。
It had cut off all communication.
整个城市停顿下来。
The whole city was brought to its knees.
但是这个祷告没有停顿下。
But this prayer was never stopped.
他们最少的时候，主给他们两个人。
At the very least, the Lord gave them 2.
最多的时候，主给他们八个人。
At the most, 8.
就这些弟兄姊妹祷告到四个月的时间。
So just among these brothers and sisters, they pray for 4 months.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要祷告半小时是不简单。
Brothers and sisters, it's not very easy for us to pray for half an hour.
有的时候祷告十分钟都不简单。
Sometimes it's difficult to pray even for 10 minutes.
那为什么这些弟兄能够祷告三个小时？
How could these brothers and sisters pray for 3 hours straight?
因为他们里面有真实的负担。
Because they had a true burden in them.
他们每一天到了聚会的时候，到祷告的时候，
Every day come prayer time.
他们感觉他们好像是一个容器，里面充满了水。
They felt they are just as a vessel filled with water.
当他们祷告了三个小时以后，
3 hours later,
好像那个水呢就卸掉了。
The water has been drained.
他们就轻松了。
And they were relieved.
但是到第二天，主又把那个水充满起来。
The second day, the Lord filled the vessel again.
所以到一个程度，他们需要祷告。
To such an extent, they had to pray.
他们如果不祷告的话，那个负担就没有办法卸下了。
Unless they pray, the burden would have no way to be relieved.
除非我们从神得到这样的一个负担，
Unless we have a burden from the Lord,
我们没有办法有这样的祷告。
It's impossible for us to have such a prayer.
有个弟兄说，那段时间好像一个梦一样。
Some brother said, during that period of time, it was just as a dream.
弟兄姊妹，那实在是一个梦。
And this is that truly is a dream.
一般弟兄姊妹能够在神的里面得到这样一个强的负担。
That there is such a group of people receiving such a strong burden from the Lord.
然后就接受那个负担，在一起祷告。
And they picked up such a burden to pray together.
一直祷告，一直祷告，等到主做事。
They prayed and prayed until the Lord worked.
在四个月以后，神就在他们当中做事。
4 months later, the Lord began to work amongst them.
我想我就不继续讲这个故事。
I will no longer detail such a story.
那个故事还蛮长的。
Because it's a long one.
但是我只停在这里。
I will stop here.
我的目的是来让弟兄们看见祷告需要有一个负担。
My purpose is to show you prayer needs a burden.
今天早上我盼望在这里交通两点。
This morning I hope to fellowship 2 points.
第一点，为什么我们要祷告？
First of all, why do we need to pray?
第二点，我们怎么样祷告？
Second, how do we pray?
我们先看一处圣经。
Let's turn to a scripture.
以西结书第22章。
Ezekiel 22.
以西结书第22章。
Ezekiel 22.
第30节。
Verse 30.
以西结书22章第30节。
Ezekiel 22:30.
我们一起来读。
All together.
我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。主在这里说了一句话，他说：“我在他们中间寻找一人。”
Here the Lord said, "I search for a man among them."
要重修这个墙垣。
Who should build up the wall?
要在我面前为这国站在破口防堵。
And stand in the gap before me for the land.
是我不灭绝这国。
That I should not destroy it.
但是却找不着一个。
But I found no one.
在这里有一个国。
Here there is a country.
他们犯罪了。
They have sinned.
按照神的公义，神要审判他们。
According to God's righteousness, he needs to judge them.
但是神有一个心意。
But God has a desire.
他不愿意毁灭他们。
He does not want to destroy them.
所以他要找一个人。
So that's why he's looking for a person.
要找一个人能够为他们祷告。
That the person to pray for them.
在历史历代里面，神都在这样做。
In history, God is always doing such work.
他要找一个人。
He's looking for a man.
要站在那个破口。
Who will stand in the gap.
在出埃及记里面，我们看见神找着摩西。
In the book of Exodus, the Lord found Moses.
那个时候以色列人犯罪了。
At that time, the Israelites had sinned.
他们拜那个金牛犊。
They worshipped the golden calf.
所以神就发怒了。
And God was wroth.
神要毁灭以色列人。
He wanted to destroy the Israelites.
但是这个时候神找到一个人。
At this juncture, God found a man.
神找到摩西。
He found Moses.
摩西就站在那个破口。
And Moses stood in the gap.
他为以色列人祷告。
Praying for Israelites.
他说你把这些人从埃及带出来。
He said, you have brought these people from Egypt.
如果你现在击杀他们,
if you destroy them now,
那个埃及人就要说,
the Egyptians will say,
他们的神不能够拯救他们, 所以在他们把他们击杀在旷野。
Their God could not destroy his people, that's why he killed them in the wilderness.
当摩西这样站在破口的时候,
as Moses stood in such a way in the gap,
神就转变了心意。
And God had changed his mind.
神找到了一个人。
Because God found a man.
找到了摩西愿意站在破口。
He found Moses who was willing to stand in the gap.
我们看在但以理的时代。
In the time of Daniel.
以色列人被掳了。
Children of Israel were taken captives.
耶路撒冷荒凉。
Jerusalem was desolate.
荒凉了七十年。
And was desolate for 70 years.
神有一个心意。
God has one desire.
就是在七十年以后要把以色列人带回来。
That is after 70 years to bring the children of Israel back.
但是他要找一个人。
But he is looking for a man.
他要找一个人来祷告。
He's looking for a man who would pray.
我们感谢神，神找到一个人。
We praise God that he found such a man.
他找到但以理。
He found Daniel.
但以理是一个愿意祷告的人。
Daniel is a person who is willing to pray.
他是一个为着祷告愿意舍弃性命的人。
He's one for the sake of prayer willing to lay aside his life.
这个人站在那个破口。
This man stood in the gap.
这个人为着祷告的原因被放在狮子洞里面。
For the sake of prayer, he was willing to be put in the den of lions.
他站在那个破口。
And because he stood in the gap.
感谢主，主找到了但以理。
Praise God, he found Daniel.
在尼希米的时代。
In the time of Nehemiah.
以色列的城墙是倾倒。
The walls of Jerusalem were torn down.
城门被火焚烧。
The gates were burned by fire.
神的心意要重建耶路撒冷。
God's desire was to rebuild Jerusalem.
但是他要寻找一个人。
But he has to find a man.
他要寻找一个人。
He must find a man.
我们感谢主，他找到了一个人。
Praise God, he did find such a man.
他找到了尼希米。
He found Nehemiah.
当尼希米听到耶路撒冷的光景。
When Nehemiah heard the condition of Jerusalem.
他就坐下哭泣。
He sat down and wept.
他就放下一切所有。
He laid everything that he had.
他回到耶路撒冷。
And return to Jerusalem.
这一个人是神所找到的那一个人。
This is the person whom God has found.
神找到那个站在破口的那一个人。
God has found a man who would stand in the gap.
所以从这些事里面我们看见什么？
What do we see from all these?
祷告乃是执行神的心意。
Prayer is to execute God's will.
神有一个心意。
God has one will.
神对每一件事情都有一个心意。
For everything, he has a will.
神对你的家庭有一个心意。
He has a will concerning your family.
神对你的儿女有一个心意。
Concerning your children, he has a will.
神对你的工作有一个心意。
Concerning your work, he has a will.
神对你的妻子或者你的丈夫有一个心意。
Concerning your spouses, he has a will.
神对我们本地的聚会有一个心意。
Concerning our local meetings, he has a will.
神对还没有信主的有一个心意。
Concerning unbelievers, he has a will.
神对刚受浸的人有一个心意。
Concerning the newly baptized, he has a will.
神对这个好久的基督徒有一个心意。
Concerning the Christians for a long time, he has a will.
怎么样能够执行神的心意？
But how do we execute God's will?
怎么样让神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上
？How is God's will to be carried out on earth as it is in heaven？
他要寻找一个人。
He must find a man。
那个人要站在破口。
That man must stand in the gap。
把神的心意说出来。
To speak out God's will。
在旧约里面，一直让我们看见神寻找一个人。
And throughout Old Testament, God, we see that God is looking for such a man。
但是很奇妙的，到了新约里面呢，就不一样了。
But strangely enough, in the New Testament, it is different。
我们看见神耶稣来到地上，他找了十二个人。
We saw Jesus came on the earth and found 12 men.
我们看到在五旬节的时候，那里有120个人。
And we saw on the day of Pentecost there were 120 men.
我们看到在安提阿的时候，那里有五个弟兄在那里祷告。
We saw in the church in Antioch there were 5 brethren praying.
很奇怪，在旧约的时候，神找到一个人。
Strangely, in the Old Testament, God would find one man.
到新约的时候，神找到一群人。
But in the New Testament, God would find a group of men.
神还在寻找。
God is still looking for.
但神寻找什么？寻找两个人、三个人。
What is he looking for? He's looking for two or three.
这些人能够在地上向他祷告。
These people would stand on the earth to pray to him.
为主的缘故站在那个破口。
For the Lord's sake to stand in the gap.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常有这样的一个祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we often have such a prayer.
我们就是盼望属灵的实际能够在我们的当中实现。
We're longing that the spiritual reality would be realized among us.
我们不盼望我们只是一般听到的人。
We do not wish to be just those who listen to preaching.
我们盼望所有属灵的事对我们都是实际的。
We wish all spiritual matters become reality to us.
这需要祷告。
This takes prayer.
神要找到人。
God must find a man.
愿意在一起为他的旨意祷告。
Who will be willing to come together to pray concerning his purpose.
我们马上就有一个退休会夏令会。
we are soon to have a summer conference.
神对那个夏令会有一个心意。
God has a will concerning the summer conference.
神对参加那个退休会的人有一个心意。
Concerning those who attend the summer conference, he has a will.
神对你有一个心意。
He has a will toward you.
我们怎么样使这个心意成就在地上？
How do we cause this will to be realized on earth?
神在找一些人。
He is looking for a group of men.
愿意站在这个破口。
Who will be willing to stand in the gap.
为着神在夏令会这个心意祷告。
To pray concerning the summer conference.
我们盼望神能够摸着我们的生活。
We hope God will touch our daily living.
盼望每一位弟兄姊妹对神都有直接的经历。
We hope every brother and sister will have direct experience with the Lord.
我们怎么做呢？
How do we do it?
我们可以一直聚会，一直聚会，一直聚会。
We can meet and meet and meet.
我们可以一直读经，一直读经，一直读经。
You can read the Bible and read the Bible again.
除非能够有人起来祷告。
Unless there are men who are willing to pray.
除非有的人能够在暗中祷告。
Unless there are men who will be praying in secret.
神没有办法能够把这个破口补起来。
God has no way to fill up such a gap.
不是神不能做。
It is not that God cannot do it.
但是神要找到一些人。
But God needs to find a group of men.
神要与他们同工。
He wants to co-work with them.
我们再读一处圣经。
Turn to another scripture.
马太福音。
Matthew.
16章。
16.
马太福音16章。
Matthew 16.
16节到第19节。
Verses 16 through 19.
马太福音16章16到19节。
Matthew 16, verses 16 to 19.
好，我们一起来读。
All together.
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是有真神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门哈约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我们就念到这里，这是何等宝贵的一段话。
What a precious scripture this is to us.
神说，我把天国的钥匙给你。
God says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
什么是天国的钥匙？
What are the keys of the kingdom of heaven?
这是很大的一节圣经哈。
This is a very great verse.
什么叫做钥匙？
What are the keys?
钥匙就代表一个权柄。
Keys represent authority.
你会不会把一个钥匙给一个小孩？
Would you give your keys to a child?
你会不会把一个钥匙给一个不认识的人？
Will you give your key to a stranger?
你把你的钥匙给谁？
Who would you trust your keys to?
你把那个钥匙给那个人，那个是一个负责任的人。
You give your key to a person who bears responsibility.
这里神告诉我们，他把一个钥匙给我们。
Here God tells us he gave us the keys.
这是神对我们何等大的一个看重。
This shows us how God esteems us.
神看我们是一个负责任的人。
God regards us as those who bear responsibilities.
他把这个钥匙给我们。
That's why he gave us the keys.
这个钥匙是天国的钥匙。
These are the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
这个钥匙可以在地上捆绑。
Now, these keys give us the right to bind and loose.
在地上捆绑，天上就捆绑。
Whatsoever we bind in heaven shall have been bound in heaven, on earth shall be bound in heaven.
我们在地上所释放的，在天上就要释放。
Whatsoever we lose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个 key?
And sisters, do you possess such a key?
按照神的话，那个 key 在你的手中。
According to the word of God, these keys are in your hand.
神那个钥匙在你的手中。
God's keys are in your hand.
问题是你有没有使用它。
Question is whether you have used them.
如果一个钥匙在我们的手中，我们不使用的话，
If the keys are not useful in our hands,
那个钥匙就失去它的功用。
The keys lose their function.
我们常常用钥匙，我们都不用思想。
Oftentimes we use our keys without thinking.
当我下班的时候呢，我走到我的车子的旁边。
After work, I go to my car.
我没有思想，我就手伸到口袋里面把钥匙拿出来。
Without thinking, I reach in my pocket, pull out my keys.
然后呢，我就把车门就打开。
I opened the door.
很简单的一件事。
It's a very simple matter.
但是你有没有思想？如果有一天我那个钥匙掉
？But have you thought, one day if you lose your keys?
一个很简单的事情就变成一个很复杂的事情。
A simple matter then becomes complicated.
我要打电话。
I would make calls.
看有没有人能够来救我。
To see if somebody would rescue me.
我要看看我身上有没有钱。
To see whether I have enough money.
能不能够去打电话。
Whether I have the means to make the phone call.
本来一个几秒钟就可以做完的事。
At once it was a simple matter can be done in seconds.
但是没有那个钥匙就变成一个非常困难非常复杂的一件事。
But without the keys, it becomes difficult and complicated matter.
弟兄姊妹在教会里面也是这样。
For instance, it's the same in the church.
如果我们有那个钥匙
If we have the keys,
我们知道怎么样来使用它。
We know how to use them.
事情是非常的简单。
The things become very simple.
如果我们不用钥匙
But if we do not use the keys,
我们把钥匙丢掉了
or lose them,
一件最简单的事情都变成最复杂的
A simple matter becomes complicated.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天教会把那个钥匙弄丢了
Today the church has lost her keys.
不是神没有给我们
Not that God didn't give us.
我们不知道放在什么地方
We've forgotten where we put them.
我们找不到了
We cannot find them.
我们需要的时候没有找不到了
When we need them, we cannot locate them.
所以每一件事都是这么复杂。
Then everything becomes complicated.
每一件事都是这么困难。
Everything becomes difficult.
一个人要让一个人得救很困难。
For a person to be saved becomes difficult.
一个人得救以后要摸着主很困难。
Once he's saved, for him to touch the Lord becomes complicated.
当一个人认识主以后，有遇到软弱的时候，很困难起来。
After a person is saved, encountering difficulty is hard for him to rise again.
当丈夫和妻子中间有困难以后，很不容易和好。
When husband and wife have difficulty, it's very hard for them to be reconciled.
当弟兄姊妹中间发生了难处以后，不能够解决。
When sisters having difficulties, it is difficult to solve the matter.
好像我们身上有一个疮。
It is as though we bear a boil in our body.
每一天那个疮都在那里。
Every day the boil is there.
好像是一个简单的事。
Once it is a simple matter.
为什么变成这么困难呢
？Why did it then become difficult?
我们读圣经的时候，我们觉得很简单。
When we read the Bible, it seems as so simple.
但是我们在生活里面的时候，觉得很困难。
But in our daily life, it becomes difficult.
因为没有钥匙。
Because we do not have the keys.
如果有了钥匙，就很简单。
If you possess the key, it is simple.
我们就把门打开就成了。
We can simply open the door and things will be accomplished.
但是因为没有那个钥匙。
But without the keys,
事情就非常的困难。
Things become rather difficult.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们要认识的一件事。
When sisters, we need to understand this.
神说，我把天国的钥匙给你。
God says, I have given you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
把你在地上所捆绑，在天上也要捆绑。
Whatsoever you bind on earth, it shall have been bound in heaven.
把你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Whatsoever you loose on earth, shall have been loosed in heaven.
如果我们这样做的话
，If we do this,
阴间的权柄就不能胜过我们。
The gates of Hades shall not overpower us.
这里面中文翻成权柄，实在是说是说阴间的门。
Chinese translation is the authority of Hades. In reality, it's the gates of Hades.
阴间有一个门。
Hades has some gates.
这个门是要拦阻神的工作。
These gates are there to frustrate God's work.
什么是门
？What is a gate?
这个门是一个隔绝。
A gate is a separation.
神的工作是要让我们与神有接触。
God's work is cause us to contact Him.
神仇敌的工作是要让我们与神隔绝。
The enemy's work is to separate us from God.
因此就有一个门。
That's why there's a gate.
这个门叫做阴间的门。
That is called the gate of Hades.
这个门要让我们不能跟神接触。
These gates prevent us from contacting God.
你看在新约的时候有一个人叫犹大。
In the New Testament, there is a person named Judas.
这个人跟随主三年之久。
This person followed the Lord 3 years.
他看了许多的神迹。
He has seen many miracles.
他听了许多的教训。
He had heard much teaching.
但是这一个人犹大跟神没有直接的关系。
But this man Judas had no direct contact with God.
他被这个阴间的门所拦阻。
he was prevented by the gates of Hades.
你看看旧新约里面讲到那个浪子。
And you see the story of the prodigal son in the New Testament.
他与父亲住在一起。
He once dwelled with the father.
但是他所盼望的是父亲的财产。
But he was longing for the father's inheritance.
他与他的父亲没有一个亲密的关系。
He did not have an intimate relationship with his father.
他活在那个门的这一边。
He lived on this side of the gate.
有一个阴间的门拦阻他跟他的父亲有正式的关系。
There was the gate of Hades preventing him from having a direct relationship with father.
我们常常也是这样。
Oftentimes we're like this.
当我们信主了以后，我们很喜乐。
Once we become saved, we're joyful.
但是我们乃是注重那神要给我们的恩典。
But we are focusing our attention on the blessings of God.
乃是不是要与神发生直接的关系。
And we do not want to have direct relationship with God.
为什么会有这样的情形？
Why is this so?
因为仇敌不容许这样的事情发生。
Because the enemy does not allow such things to happen.
他要在你和神的中间放一个门。
He will set up a gate between you and God.
那个叫做阴间的门。
That's called the gate of Hades.
我们怎么样来除去这个门？
How do we remove such a gate?
我们要用钥匙。
We need to use the key.
神给我们一个钥匙。
God has given us a key.
这个钥匙要开那个阴间的门。
These keys would open the gate of Hades.
要把所有被关在这个里面的人释放出来。
To release all those who are in bondage in this gate.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候仇敌把一个门摆在丈夫和妻子的中间。
Francis, the enemy oftentimes set up a gate between husband and wife.
虽然很多年了，那个老问题还是在那里。
Even after many years have passed, the old problem remains.
也许我们不提他。
Maybe we do not mention it.
但是我们知道那个难处在哪里。
We know the difficulty lies there.
这是阴间的门。
And this is a gate of Hades.
需要用钥匙。
We need to use a key.
来开这个阴间的门。
To open this gate of Hades.
把我们从这里面释放出来。
To release us from such a gate.
什么是阴间？
What is Hades?
阴间就代表死亡。
Hades represents death.
死亡是神所胜过的。
God has overcome death.
但是死亡是仇敌所使用的。
But death is used by the enemy.
我小的时候看过一个漫画。
I saw a cartoon in my youth.
很小的时候看了个漫画，就漫画里面有一堆火。
The cartoon portrayed a fire.
有两个人，一个人站在那个火的一边。
And two men standing on either side of the fire.
有一个人呢，就向火里面浇油。
One would pour oil upon this fire.
那个油一浇下去呢，火就很旺。
And the fire would then flare up.
在另外一边呢，有一个人呢浇水。
On the other side of the fire, a man was pouring water upon it.
他要把那个火熄灭。
He wanted to quench it.
仇敌天天做这个工作。
The enemy is doing such a work daily.
天天要破坏神的工作。
He's daily trying to destroy God's work.
他怎么样破坏呢？
How does he do it?
他用死亡来破坏。
He uses death.To do it.
当你来到主的桌子面前的时候，
When you come before the table,
有的时候你觉得毫无感觉。
You are numb without feeling.
因为你不知道为什么，你就是没有感觉。
And you don't even know why, you just have no feeling.
那是什么？
What is that?
那个是死亡。
That is death.
那是仇敌的工作。
That is the work of the enemy.
那个是阴间的门。
That is the gate of Hades.
在使徒行传一开始的时候，
In the beginning of Acts,
那个时候彼得讲道，
Peter said,
那个听的人都觉得心里扎心。
And as Peter was preaching, those who listened were pierced in their heart.
好像一个针刺到心的里面。
As though a pin would prick their heart.
为什么当时会这样？
Why was it so?
因为那是神的工作。
Because that's the work of God.
但是我们好像不是这样。
But we're not like that.
我们有些时候听了主的话，
Sometimes when we hear God's word,
里面没有什么感觉。
We're without feeling.
为什么没有感觉？
Why do we not have feeling?
是不是神的话没有进到我们的心里？
Is it because the word of God didn't enter into our heart?
不是。
No.
神的话进到我们的心里。
God's word did enter our heart.
但是这里面有死亡。
But herein lies death.
我们的心被仇敌蒙蔽了。
Our heart was veiled by the enemy.
这里有阴间的门在那个地方。
There is yet a gate of Hades there.
因此当一个针刺进去的时候，没有感觉。
So as the pin would prick inside, there'sHas no feeling at all.
当一个人他死掉以后，
Once a person dies,
你可以拿一根针刺到他的心的里面，
You can prick his heart.
他不会有任何的感觉。
He will not react.
这是死亡。
Because that's death.
死亡就没有感觉。
Death gives no feeling.
这是阴间的门。
This is the gate of Hades.
但是感谢神。
Praise God.
这里是说我把天国的钥匙给你。
It says here, I've given you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
这个钥匙可以开门的。
These keys are to open doors.
可以把这个阴府的门打开。
They can open the gates of Hades.
把人释放出来。
And to release those in bondage.
我们没有感觉的就有感觉了。
We without feeling can possess feeling.
我们不认识的就认识了。
We who do not know would know.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们要祷告？
For instance, why do we need to pray?
因为如果我们不祷告，神的旨意不能够行在这个地上。
Because if we do not pray, God's will will not be carried out.
神的旨意不能够行在我的身上。
God's will will not be executed in me.
神已经把钥匙给我。
God has given me the keys.
神已经把钥匙给你。
God has given you the keys.
神还在寻找一个人。
But God is yet looking for a man.
神寻找一群人。
He's looking for a group of men.
他们愿意说我来用这个钥匙。
They're willing to use these keys.
把阴间的门打开。
To open the gates of Hades.
把人从死亡里面释放出来。
To release people from death.
这是为什么我们要祷告。
This is why we need to pray.
下面我们交通我们怎么样来使用这个钥匙。
We need to fellowship on how to use the keys.
怎么样祷告。
How do we pray?
先读一处圣经以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
52章。
Chapter 52.
第七节。
Verse 7.
以赛亚书52章第七节。
Isaiah 52:7.
我念就好。
I'll read to you.
那报佳音、传平安、报好信、传救恩的，对锡安说：你的神作王了，这人的脚登山何等佳美。
How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, Your God reigns.
这里面讲到有一个人
Here says there's a man.
他的脚中何等佳美
Beautiful are his feet.
因为他走到山上去
Because he walked up the mountain.
走到那个山顶
Walked up to the top of the mountain.
然后他说了一句话
And he announces.
他说你的神作王了
Says your God reigns.
弟兄姊妹这是祷告
Francis, this is prayer.
我们怎么样用这个钥匙
How do we use this key?
就是宣告神的旨意
To proclaim God's will.
这里这个人说卡神作王了。
Here it says, your God reigns.
有一个人他的名字叫 Fraser.
There's a man whose name is Fraser.
这个人到中国去传福音。
This man went preaching the gospel to China.
他到中国一个非常偏僻的一个少数民族的地方传福音。
He went to a remote countryside to preach to the minorities.
这个地方是被邪灵所掌握的一个地方。
This place was controlled by the demons.
这个地方乃是阴间的权势张狂的一个地方。
This was the place where the power of Hades was in control.
这个弟兄传福音不但没有人得救。
After his preaching, not only no man got saved.
到一个地步他自己都没有办法祷告。
He was preaching to an extent he could not even pray.
他说好像有一个人用手掐着他的脖子。
He said it was as though a man had his hand on my throat.
因此他不能够祷告。
Therefore, he could not pray.
他就写信。
And he wrote letters.
他说替我祷告替我祷告。
Please pray, please pray for me.
因为我不能祷告。
Because I cannot pray.
但是有一天他想到这节圣经。
One day he remembered this verse.
他想到这节圣经。
He remembered this very verse.
他受了这个圣经的感动。
He was moved by such a verse.
他就走到当地最高的山上去。
And he walked up the highest hill at the location.
走到那个山顶上。
He went up to the top of the mountain.
等他走到那个山顶上以后呢
？As he went up to the top.
他就对着那个南方。
He turned toward the south.
他说耶稣基督作王了。
He said Jesus Christ reigns.
然后他又转到北方。
And he turned to the north.
他说耶稣基督作王了。
Jesus Christ reigns.
再转到西方，再转到东方。
Went to turn to the west, turn to the east.
他就在那里宣告耶稣基督作王了。
He was there proclaiming Jesus Christ reigns.
他回到山上。
Then he returned.
过了几个礼拜后，有一个家庭得救。
Few weeks later, a family was saved.
过了一段时间，好几个家庭。
After some time, several families were saved.
后来那个地方成为一个许多人得救的一个地方。
Later on, that locality becameA place where many people got saved.
弟兄姊妹，这是怎么样祷告？
This is how you pray.
祷告头一件事就是宣告耶稣基督作王了。
First thing you pray is to proclaim Jesus Christ reigns.
不管你的环境是怎么样，
regardless how dark your situation is，
不管你今天处在什么样的光景，
regardless your circumstances，
不管你多不满意你目前的情形，
regardless how you're unsatisfied，
你怎么样使用你的钥匙，
how do you use your key，
你站在那里对神说耶稣基督做王了，
you tell the Lord Jesus Christ reigns，
当你这样说的时候，阴间的权柄就被破坏，
as you proclaim in such a way the power of Hades shall be destroyed，
阴间的权柄不能够抵挡这一句话。
The power of Hades cannot overcome such a word.
就是我们简单的宣告，耶稣基督做王。
That is our simple proclamation, Jesus Christ reigns.
我们再读一处圣经。
Turn to another scripture.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew 18.
十九二十节。
Verses 18 and 19.
十九二十。
Verses 18 and 19.
我们一起来。
Oh, 19, 20. All together.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成就。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我名的聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。我们都很熟悉这一段圣经。
These are familiar verses.
他说有两三个人在地上祷告。
For where two or three have gathered together to pray.
他们同心合意。
As they pray in one accord.
在天上的父必为他们成全。
The Father in heaven shall accomplish for them.
但是我们不能停在这里，我们要读二十节。
But we cannot stop here, we need to continue with verse 20.
因为二十节一开始说，因为。
Verse 20 says, for.
因此二十节是十九节的根基。
That's why verse 20 is the source of verse 19.
没有第二十节就不会有第十九节。
Without verse 20, there's no verse 19.
因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
For where two or three have gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst.
这个圣经什么意思？
What does this mean?
是不是我找亚哈郎？
Does that mean I find the brother 海郎？
我告诉你，我想中那个乐透的奖。
Brother, I tell you, I wanna win the lottery.
现在我同意，你同不同意？
I agree. Do you agree?
如果你也同意的话，我们来祷告。
If you agree, let's pray.
你同意我得乐透奖，我同意我得乐透奖，我们祷告，主要给我乐透奖。
You agree that I should win the lottery? I agree, so the Lord should give it to me.
错误的读圣经的方法。
That's the wrong way to interpret the Bible.
这里说因为什么？
Is it because God?
因为无论在那里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
He says, for where two or three have gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst.
我们两个在这里祷告，神在我们的当中。
We're praying here and God is in our midst.
他和我和神三个人都要同意的。
He and I and God, three of us, should be in one accord.
这是祷告的秘诀。
This is the secret prayer.
神有一个旨意。
God has a purpose.
那个旨意可能是隐藏的。
That may be a hidden prayer, a purpose.
我们有一个困难。
We have a difficulty.
我们要解决。
We must solve it.
那我就找他。
So I find him.
当我们两个聚集在一起的时候。
As we meet together.
神就在我们的当中。
God is in our midst.
他把他的心意告诉杨海郎，也告诉我。
God discloses his desire to Hai Lang and to me.
然后我们两个人同心合意。
Then we became in one accord.
按照神对我们说的话来祷告。
And pray according to God, what God says.
那就要成全。
It shall be done for us.
就是这么简单。
That's so simple.
这是神做事的方法。
This is the way God works.
罗马书说，万有都要本于他。
Romans says all things come out of him.
还要借着他。
And through him.
要归于他。
And go back to him.
在这件事情上也是这样。
It is the same in this matter.
神有一个旨意。
God has a will.
所以那个旨意是从神来的。
That will originate from the Father.
当我们在祷告的时候，神把那个旨意给我们两个。
As we're praying, God discloses that purpose to two of us.
然后，当我们知道了神的旨意以后
，Once we are we understand God's will,
我们就要依靠神。
Then we need to depend on God.
为什么我们要依靠神呢
？Why do we depend on Him?
因为神的旨意可能跟我的想法不一样。
Because God's will may be different from my concept.
弟兄姊妹，当我们祷告的时候。
As we pray,
我们首先要问神的旨意是什么。
We need to firstly ask what God's purpose is.
当神把他的旨意告诉我们以后，
When the Lord reveals his desire to us,
很可能是跟我们的想法不同。
It's quite possible it is different from our thinking.
因此我们要依靠他来祷告。
That's why we need to pray by him.
要放下 自己的旨意。
Laying aside our own concept.
这是祷告最困难的一件事。
This is the most difficult point in prayer.
当我们能够借着神的恩典
through God's grace,
把自己的旨意摆下
we're able to lay down our own will.
依靠神照着他的旨意祷告
to depend on God through, by his will.
这一个祷告就归回神。
And this prayer will return back unto God.
你看很奇妙，从神开始。
It is very marvelous. It originates from God.
进到我的里面。
Enters into us.
然后我放下我的心意。
As I lay down my own will.
我把自己的意见摆下来。
I lay aside my own desires.
把神的心意再借着祷告再送回去。
And through prayer, I return to God the prayer.
当这件事回到神面前的时候，这件事情就成就了。
As this matter reaches God, it is accomplished.
这是祷告的秘诀。
This is the secret to prayer.
这是这两节圣经的意思。
This is what it means in these two verses.
弟兄之们，这何等的宝贝。
For instance, it is so precious.
当大卫的时代有一次大饥荒。
There was a famine in the time of David.
如果有个大饥荒，你怎么祷告？
How would you pray in a famine?
主啊，下雨。
Lord, send rain.
这是非常自然一件事。
It is so natural.
大卫怎么祷告？
How did David?Told them why there is such a famine.
如果我们不求问，我们就不知道该怎么祷告。
Unless we inquire, we will not know how to pray.
弟兄姊妹们
，Friends and sisters,
我们需要到神的面前来求问。
We need to go before God to inquire.
主到底是什么事情
？Lord, what is it?
为什么我会有这个难处
？Why do I encounter such?
求主告诉我难处在哪里
？Please, Lord, tell me what the problem is.
当神告诉我们的时候
，Once the Lord tells us,
我们需要把自己摆下。
We need to lay down ourselves.
许多的时候不是神不告诉我们。
Many times it's not that God doesn't tell us.
神告诉我们。
God tells us.
但是我们不愿意接受。
But we're unwilling to accept.
因为太困难了。
Because it is too tough.
要把自己钉在十字架上。
That means we need to put ourselves on the cross.
要把自己的意见摆下来。
We need to lay down our own will.
没有一件事比这个事更难。
There's nothing that is more difficult than this.
所以我们要依靠神。
That's why we need to depend on God.
祷告需要依靠神。
Prayer means to depend on God.
这样我们才能够在地上同心合意。
In this way, can we be in one accord?
这是第二点。
This is the second point.
第三。
Thirdly,
我们祷告的时候，我们说奉主耶稣基督的名。
When we pray, we say in the name of Jesus Christ.
这是什么意思
？What is that?
我们天天说奉主耶稣基督的名。
Every day we say in the name of Jesus Christ.
当我们说这句话的时候
，When we say this.
代表什么
？What does that represent？
是不是一个祷告结束的一个术语
？Is it just a cliche to close the prayer？
因为到祷告结束了，要让人家知道我结束了。
Because when we come to an end, we need to let people know I've ended.
奉主耶稣的名，大家就知道说阿门。
So when I say in the name of Jesus Christ, everybody knows to amen.
要不然我就不知道什么时候说阿门。
Then I wouldn't know when to say amen.
不是那个。
No.
我们刚才说神在历世历代寻找一个人。
While ago we mentioned God was looking in history a person.
后来我们又说在新约里面呢神就开始寻找很多人。
And we mentioned in the New Testament God began to look for many people.
其实不对。
Actually it's not that.
神永远都是寻找一个人。
God is forever looking for just one man.
在历世历代在永恒里面神一直在寻找一个人。
Throughout history, even in eternity, God is looking for but one man.
神找到了一个人。
God found such a man.
在以弗所书告诉我们有一个新人。
Ephesians tells us there is one new man.
这个一个新人是神找到的。
This one new man was founded by God.
神找到了一个新人。
God founded a new man.
在旧约里面啊，他找到一个人，然后又找到另外一个人，又找到另外一个人。
In the Old Testament, he found one man, he found another and another.
在新约里面，主找到了一个新人。
In the New Testament, God has found one new man.
不需要再找。
There's no need for another.
有一个新人。
Because there is one new man.
这个新人是谁呢？
Who is this new man?
这个新人就是教会。
This new man is the church.
这个新人有一个头。
This new man has a head.
这个头就是耶稣。
And that is Christ.
所以我们说奉主耶稣的名。
That's why we say in the name of Jesus Christ.
就代表说我是在这个新人的里面。
That means I am in this new man.
我是奉这个头的名字祷告。
I pray in the name of the head of this man.
这个人是主所找到，要站在破口的。
This God has found such a man to stand in the gap.
今天我就在这个新人的里面。
Today I'm included in this new man.
因此我说我奉这个头的名祷告。
Therefore I say I pray in the name of the head of this new man.
当我们说这句话的时候
As we mention this,
表示我们站在什么地位上。
It represents what position we stand on.
我们今天祷告有一个地位的问题。
In our prayer, there's a question of position.
我们的地位乃是在身体的里面。
Our position is in the body.
只有一个人。
There's only one man.
就是这个新人。
That is the new man.
在神的面前站在那个破口的地方。
He is standing in the gap before God.
有一节圣经我们都很熟。
There's a verse which is familiar to us.
但是我常常在想为什么主那样说。
I often wonder why God said in such a way.
就是说主说你在献礼物的时候。
The Lord said, as you present your gift,
你在把礼物献给神的时候
before you present your gift to God,
如果你想到有个弟兄他对你怀怨
if you remember some brother has ought against you,
你就要把那个礼物放在那边
you need to lay aside your gift,
要跟你的弟兄和好
and go and reconcile with the brother.
和好了以后呢再回来献礼物
once you reconcile with the brother, come back and present your gift.
为什么这样
Why is that?
因为我们乃是在一个身体的里面祷告。
Because we're praying in the body.
他在主的身体里面，我也在主的身体里面。
He is in the Lord's body, I'm in the Lord's body.
当我说我奉主的名祷告，就表示我在这个身体的里面。
When I say in the name of the Lord, that means I'm in this body.
如果我跟他有问题
，If I have problem with the other one,
我就不能祷告。
I cannot pray.
我的祷告就没有功效。
My prayer will be of no effect.
所以我需要到他的面前。
Therefore, I need to go to him.
要解决我们的难处
to solve our problem.
然后我才能够在神的面前说奉主的名祷告
Then can I come back to God and say I pray in the name of the Father.
因为我在身体的里面
Because I'm in the body.
我跟这个身体的肢体没有难处
There is no longer any difficulty with the members of the body.
这是我们怎么样祷告的一个方法
This is the way to pray.
把我们摆在身体的当中
To put us in the body.
最后我们再读一次
Let's turn to another scripture.
列王记下
Second Kings.
第二十章
Chapter 20.
列王记下第二十章
Second Kings, Chapter 20.
这一段是非常的美
This is a beautiful story.
太长我们不念我们只挑几节念
It is too long, but we will be selective in our reading.
对不起是历代志下
Second Chronicle.
历代志下
Second Chronicle.
历代志下
Second Chronicle
这里面讲到摩押人和亚门人又有米物离人一同来攻击约撒法
Here it talks about the Moabites and Ammonites and Meunites coming against Jehoshaphat
我们看第三节
Let's turn to verse 3 Chapter 20 verse 3
约撒法便惧怕定义寻求耶和华在犹大全地宣告禁食
Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah.
你看头一点他做得对他到神的面前来询问。
First you saw he did right, that he inquired to the Lord.
我们再读第十四节。
Verse 14.
那时耶和华的灵在会中临到利未人亚撒的后裔马探亚的玄孙耶利的曾孙比亚拿的孙子撒加利亚的儿子亚哈西。
Then in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite of the sons of Asaph.
你看头一件事他们做的是到神的面前求问。
First thing they did was to inquire in the Lord.
然后神的灵就到他们的中间。
Then the Spirit of the Lord descended upon them.
那我们看第十五节。
Verse 15.
然后神就对他们说话犹大众人耶路撒冷的居民和约沙法王你们请听耶和华在对你们如此说不要因这大军恐惧惊惶因为胜败不在乎你们乃在乎神
And he said listen all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat that saith the Lord to you do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude for the battle is not yours but God's
他们有一个情形
There's one condition
Situation
One situation.
所以他们就祷告。
And that causes them to pray.
然后神对这一个情形就有一个旨意。
And to this situation, God has a desire.
神的旨意就是说，胜败不在你们，在乎神。
God's desire to this is the battle is not yours, but God.
神把这个旨意告诉了他们。
And God related His desire to them.
然后他们在十八节就匍匐在地，就敬拜耶和华。
Then in verse 18, they bowed their head and worshiped God.
然后第二十节到二十一节。
And verses 20 and 21.
他们第二天，他们出去打仗。
They rose up in the morning to do battle.
他们设立唱歌的人。
And they set singers.
这很奇怪的一种打仗的方法。
This is a strange way to do battle.
派一些人在前面唱歌。
A group of people going before them in singing praises.
在那里赞美耶和华。
Praising Jehovah.
他们说当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。
They're singing, give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness is everlasting.
然后神就做成他要做的工作。
And God accomplished the things he wanted to do.
所以第四个祷告的方法，第四个用这个钥匙的方法，就是敬拜和赞美。
So the fourth way to use the key is to worship
and praise.
And praise.
当神把他的心意告诉我们。
Once God discloses his desire to us.
我们需要来敬拜他。
We need to worship him.
我们需要赞美他。
We need to praise him.
赞美神容易不容易？
Is it easy to praise God?
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意那一天做唱歌的人？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to be the singers on that day?
然后海浪，你愿不愿意那一天做唱歌的人，走在最前面？
Brothers, are you willing to go before them as singers?
可能第一个死就是你。
Maybe you're the first one to die.
我们在那里做那个唱歌的人，要付一个很大的代价。
To be singers there takes a great price.
他们把他们的生命摆下来。
Means that they have laid down their lives.
他们如果不把他们的性命摆下，他们没有办法坐在前面做唱歌的人。
Unless they're willing to lay down their lives, they cannot go before them.
因为他们手上没有兵器。
Because they carry no weapon in their hand.
他们在所有军队的最前面。
They go before the army.
他们走到敌人的当中去。
And they walk in the midst of the enemy.
你走不走？
Are you willing to walk?
你愿不愿意赞美？
Are you willing to praise?
赞美是一件非常难的事情。
The prayer is a very difficult matter.
特别是要在这个环境的里面。
Especially in such a situation.
很多在困难的环境里面，唯一能够让我们出来的就是赞美。
Oftentimes, in the most difficult situation, the only way out is to pray. It's to praise.
就是使用那个钥匙。
That is to use the key.
当我们这样用那个钥匙。
As we use the key in such a way.
我们看见是神做。
We will see it is God who does the work.
不是我们在做。
It is not we.
我们看见那个沙漠就开玫瑰花。
We will see roses blooming in the desert.
弟兄姊妹，这里有交通四点，怎么样来祷告？
Here's our fellowship four points how to pray.
头一件事，我们要宣告耶稣基督作王了。
First, we need to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ reigns.
耶稣基督在我的身上作王。
Lord Jesus Christ reigns in me.
耶稣基督在我的家要作王了。
Lord Jesus Christ reigns in my family.
耶稣基督在我工作的地方要作王了。
Lord Jesus Christ reigns in my workplace.
耶稣基督在我们聚会当中要作王了。
Lord Jesus Christ reigns in our meetings.
第二，我们祷告的时候要求问神。
Secondly, as we pray, we need to inquire.
要知道神的旨意。
We need to know His desire.
要两三个人在那里同心合意的祷告。
It takes two or three to pray in one accord.
这样神就能够听我们的祷告。
That way God can listen to our prayer.
我们要在身体的里面。
And then we need to be in the body.
我们要奉主耶稣的名祷告。
To pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们如果不在身体的里面，我们的祷告就没有功效。
Unless we pray in the body, our prayer will be rendered non-effect.
因为神已经找到了一个新人。
Because God has found a new man.
他把这个新人放在那个破口的里面。
He has put this new man in the gap.
我们在这个新人的里面。
We are in this new man.
我们就奉主耶稣的名祷告。
And we can pray in the name of Jesus.
第四个就是要敬拜和赞美。
Fourthly, it requires worship and praise.
当神把他的心意告诉我们。
When God reveals his desire to us.
我们就不需要求了。
We no longer need to inquire.
我们要敬拜他。
We need to worship.
我们要赞美他。
We need to praise.
我们要付代价的来赞美他。
We need to praise paying a great price.
这是钥匙，弟兄姊妹。
This is a key.
这个钥匙已经给我们了。
These keys are given to us.
我们每一个人都有这个钥匙。
Each one of us have such keys.
问题是我们有没有使用。
Question is, are we using them?
有一首诗歌说多少平安屡屡失去。
The hymn says, we have lost so much peace.
多少痛苦白白受。
We have endured the pain in vain.
皆因没有将各样事情带到主的面前。
It is all because we do not bring, the things to God in prayer.
盼望主在我们当中找到一些人。
May God find a group of people among us.
他们认识他们是在神的身体的里面。
Who realize that they're in the body.
他们愿意奉主的名来祷告。
They're willing to pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
愿意宣告耶稣基督已经作王。
Willing to proclaim Jesus Christ reign.
愿意为着赞美神付上代价。
Willing to pay a price for the sake of praising God.
盼望主在我们当中兴起这样的人。
May the Lord do such a work and raise such a people among us.